Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen here at 7 after the hour with the DJ Beers, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who go through the charts for the week of January 3rd to the 7th, a tradition that is long-standing here on this program and other programs that I have done. It's the companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. All the stories come from the research done and published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the official site. You can also find the lists posted on our social media and at djvshow.com. So at number 10, I'll go through the list, I think, and then we'll pick out. We got a couple of New Year's week extras, too, for you during the course of the program.
A countdown extra?
Countdown extras, that's right. You got
yeah,
it, Jennifer.
There you go.
Number 10, the Giswell, why don't I never pronounce it?
Giswell.
Ghislaine.
Giswell? Jeez.
Anyway, that case. Ooh. Now, the wrinkle this week has been Prince Andrew. And have you seen all of that, ladies? The Prince Andrew part of the or piece of the thing? He was talking about somebody asked him about having a relationship with a 17-year-old, I think while he was married to Fergie, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, twists and turns in the road. So, I guess this week, the twist is that she, through her lawyer, is claiming foul because one of the jurors talked to the press about, you know, the case. And I don't, that happens all the time, right? So what's the exception here?
Wasn't
or
it
is
that
there really?
Somebody was lying on their jury information card or something saying that they had not been sexually abused or they were sexually abused or something like that? I think, well, I don't know about the jury card, but the issue, the issue though is that this juror talked to the press about being a victim of sexual abuse.
Right.
And so
and
her
I think
lawyer.
They did declare it on the card or something.
Yeah. So yeah. Her lawyer is now going to try to use that as a basis for
this?
A new trial.
Could there possibly be a new trial?
If,
and if that's the case,
maybe. If a judge rules that there's bias there, then I guess, maybe. I don't know. It seems like a long shot, but who knows?
But going through all of these things is very expensive. I bet she spent $500,000 on lawyers first time around. But she's got lots of money. She got Epstein's money,
right? Yep.
She got plenty of dough.
Stashed away in different places, sure.
Right. Okay.
Her husband just served her with divorce papers, and he's apparently involved with someone else. But they got married, like, it was an arranged marriage, kind of. It was basically a deal.
That's where the money comes from?
No, she's had her, this is her own money. Yeah, her father was very wealthy. He was in England, and then she has all Epstein's money.
Prey on her? Is she a socialite?
That's what she claimed. She claimed, she claimed that she was she was a victim and he, brainwashed her and all that. It obviously didn't work because she was found guilty on, five out of the six
five
or seven
six counts? So even if she goes back to trial, will they retry the six counts or they retry the five counts and she could still be found guilty of four and go to jail for the rest of her life? Right, I mean, is there any hope?
I think it's a long shot.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine this week, the conditional conversation about social media that seems to be continuing on and on and on, what free speech really is, what people don't understand about these being private companies they don't have to give you. And this is what you see over and over and over again. I have the right to say what I want. No! You don't. Not in something that isn't a public, in the public trust, if you will. These social media companies, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, belong to private companies, and they can do what they want. The thing is, they've suckered you in before they told you what the rules were, or you didn't read the 40-page disclaimer once you sign on to Facebook. Go ahead.
That they're acting like a utility, especially when it comes to Facebook, and people use that to communicate and make phone calls and have group chats. And I would say maybe the argument for Twitter and Instagram is that they aren't. But when it comes to Facebook, the reason I think that they are uniquely in a different spot is think about it this way. If you don't like that I say I am anti-vaccine mandate, like Facebook doesn't like when people say that and they tag people's information all the time, would it be acceptable for Verizon not to allow you to call me or for me not to make calls because I might tell you that I'm anti-vaccine mandate?
So are we saying that we think that Verizon and AT&T are listening to our phone calls?
No, the point is that Verizon is a utility, and I would say that Facebook acts in that same realm. So I don't feel that Facebook, even though they are a private company, and I believe that private companies have the right to make their decisions, I support that whether I like them or not, but when they are acting like a utility, you can't play favorites, just like Verizon or AT&T or your cable provider or your internet provider can't play favorites.
If you sue AT&T and Verizon, you have to show some sort of monetary detriment. You've been affected negatively monetarily. Can you do that if you sue Facebook? That's the question, I think.
Well, if you run your small business through Facebook, sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have a website. They use a Facebook page to run a small business. Mm-hmm. So I think you could easily make that case, right? I mean,
That's why I think it's a little different. We always put, and believe me, look, I hate that Twitter shuts down President Trump when they leave, like, terrorists up online, right? I think that's stupid and not fair, but they're a private company, and I don't think people actually tweet to stay in contact with each other, but I do think people use Facebook for a lot,
different.
And Facebook is a utility,
maybe.
Sure, and I think it needs to be treated that way.
All right, number eight, relations with China. Victoria, the Tesla thing's probably the biggest individual item this week, where Tesla is trying to do business in China in that region that's basically shut down, right?
Well, it's not shut down, unfortunately. Well, the region the region of Xinjiang is where the Uyghur Muslims are in those camps. And so the rest of the developed world has gotten together and said that we're not going to import anything coming from that region unless a special license can be, attained, and which this is not going to happen. So, it is controversial that Tesla opened a showroom in the capital of Xinjiang on New Year's Eve. So, this is not a good look for Tesla. When other companies like Home Depot and Best Buy and Apple are breaking away and getting, distancing themselves from that entire region and anything to do with the forced labor on the Uyghur Muslims, and then Tesla's like, hey, welcome us now. We've got a brand new showroom. Who wants to buy a Tesla? It just feels really like a bad move. But
well,
they did it on New Year's Eve when no one was paying attention.
Yeah, but their stock went down appreciably this week because of that move. So that's number eight. Number seven, the whole situation we find ourselves in, you look around at some of the cities and how much violence and crime there is. Chicago, probably the number one example of that yet again this week. I don't know what else you say about it. It's the murder rate and the police defunding and all that stuff. That story seems to just go on and on.
Well, the story I think that really got attention was from New York this week, where New York came out and said that they were going to kind of follow suit with what LA's done and change the what constitutes a misdemeanor and what constitutes a felony.
Is that the new mayor's ruling? And is he
it wasn't the mayor. I think it was the DA, I think, in the state who said that they're going to, because it's not the mayor's purview, basically, to change that. It's the district attorney's job, basically, to say how they're going to charge. They said that they're going to try to reorganize that. Plus, they said that unless you commit murder, essentially, that's the only thing that'll put you in jail for more than 20 years. So, again, there's kind of this, these two headlines that are crushing against each other. You've got DAs that aren't taking crime seriously, that are trying to operate in the way of reform, but to what end? Because California's done this now for 10 years, and our crime rates are at all-time highs, almost.
Well,
I mean,
there's another wrinkle in this week that I thought I would share with everybody. I didn't talk about it in any of our hours on the DJV program prior to today. The number of people that have been let out of prisons because of COVID. That's one thing that there have been some people looking at this, but I have an individual, I'm not going to name the person, but he's associated with this program, whose wife was convicted, sent to jail. She was convicted of fraud and stealing clients' money and stuff like that, went to jail for 10 years. Well, she's been in jail for 4 years, and now she's out. She's wearing an ankle bracelet, but she's out.
And yeah, they do the home confinement.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With nonviolent crimes, that's less that the taxpayer has to pay. I'm all for that.
You are.
All for that. Yeah. If it's a nonviolent person, they're stuck in their house.
What's
they can't
to keep
leave.
Her, yeah, but she can get on the computer or she can do business and do the same thing that she did before. The reason that she went to jail was the way she duped people. She can do that easily.
Well, yeah. I don't know. They're pretty heavily monitored what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. I'm all for it.
On.
If that saves taxpayer dollars, why not?
All right.
Look, that's crazy that we even put, I mean, and I have talked about
things.
This.
Yes,
some
right.
of the stuff,
drug.
This white-collar stuff. Yeah. I mean, I always said Bernie Madoff should have been teaching accounting courses to inmates because...
He had the money. He still had a lot of the money, so he should have been. That should have been given back to the people who were screwed, frankly. All right, number six, voting legislation. Why is this? This like is a retread for me. There's not. I mean, so we've got between now and
the new part is that after like this week, Chuck Schumer said that they're going to take it up by the 17th. And you've heard, and I'm sure January 6th is coming up on the list. But one of the things that Democrats are trying to do, Kamala Harris really explicitly said it in her speech at the Capitol, is that they are trying to tie together January 6th with passing this federal voting rights bill. And they want to get a vote on it by the 17th, or they're going to blow up the way the Senate works, where you have to have 60 votes to break a filibuster. And my only warning, and I've said it a million times, is that, well, hopefully, because you start blowing up rules, and at some point your party's not going to be in power, and you're going to have to end up taking that bitter pill of the rules that you blow up, you've now got to swallow. So we'll see.
It's
Plus, I don't know the constitutionality. I mean, the idea is that you can't really federalize elections under the Constitution. The Constitution allows for states to dictate what's best for them, which I can't even imagine if they pass this legislation that it's not going to be challenged probably
right
all the way
Supreme
up to the Supreme Court.
Right to the Supreme Court it goes. Yep, that's a brilliant observation on your part, Jennifer. You can write that down. Jennifer is
home
brilliant.
Now today.
Victoria is brilliant. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lots to come. Stick around for that. 18 after the hour now on the DJV overview, the retracing, if you will, of our conversations and steps from this past week.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply. Apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner is here now to go through some of the comments from our social media, from listeners to the program regarding some of the issues that we have experienced discussion about this week. So, Jay, do we start with the COVID-19 question? What are you experiencing with your family? This looks like some pretty interesting responses.
Yeah, because we always see different things happening in the news, what science is telling us, what medical people are telling us, the professionals. But we wanted to know what you were seeing personally. What were you experiencing? What were you seeing in your own inner circle with your friends and family? Don Berg says, we're a family of three that live in a rural area. All of us are working and trying to live life as normal as possible. And James,
by the way,
Martin,
that's Mac in the background. Say hi, everybody. Say hi to Mac.
Say hi.
Hi, Mac.
James Martin says his wife's fully vaccinated and just spent a little over a week in the hospital with COVID. She's home now, but on oxygen. And then at PDuster65 tweeted, the definition of quarantine is not locking up healthy people to protect them. Stay home if you're sick. Live your life if you're not.
So the person, Mr. Martin, said his wife was fully vaccinated. The folks who are not in favor of vaccines will point at something like that. See, the vaccines don't work. Which is counter to what most people who, I mean, there are always going to be exceptions to every rule. That's my two cents worth on that. Okay.
Well, and there's also a common misconception that the vaccine is going to prevent you from getting COVID,
yeah,
and that's not the
that's
case.
So
it's just going
wrong.
To prevent serious sickness.
Yeah,
and death. That's
a crisis.
And death.
Yeah.
That's
a crisis of the CDC.
All right, one person at a time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step, but that's kind of a crisis of the CDC because that's kind of how it was sold at the beginning.
The CDC is useless.
They're in a real crisis because people
every day. Nobody listens to them. They don't.
Yeah,
why
but
should
people
you?
Have people have lost faith because there's been so much back and forth, I think.
You're right.
Well, and all the more reason it should be a personal choice, and vaccines should not be mandated, especially because everybody is different. Some people may get COVID and get really seriously sick, and then other people may breeze right through it like a sinus infection.
You do it because it's the smart thing for you to do, and you feel that it is, not somebody telling you that it is. The other side of that is that in this circumstance with the various shots and boosters and that sort of thing. By the way, that's number one this week on the story list from the countdown. But the way that it's being interpreted by politicians and people, and I don't know, I just it becomes it's become one of those things that we get tired of talking about. However, that's not the case with Ghislaine Maxwell. What do you have from listeners on her?
Yeah, regarding her lawyers wanting a new trial, Tisha McCoy says her lawyer's job was to seek out any potential juror who could hurt their defense, and they failed to do so. Birch Willard clearly says grounds for a mistrial, and John Aukerman points out, sadly, I think they have a point. The jury was tainted.
Yeah,
there were also some
people
saying that, yeah, there were a lot of people agreeing that there may need to be a new trial with all of this, but hopefully, because the evidence itself is still the same, the verdict will still be the same.
All right, quick comments on Betty White.
Yeah, she was so loved. Carol Yappel says, can't be sad for a life well lived. She earned those wings. Tim Lowe says, okay, who didn't wrap that lady in bubble wrap and protect her? And Yvonne Giagheri says, a sad end to such a troubled year.
Yeah, well, in a minute of speaking, but she did have a great life. And if you, depending on who you listen to, if you count the leap year, she actually did live to be 100. So congratulations to her, and watch the movie on January 17th. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
President Biden spending some time in Colorado on Friday to survey the damage of wildfires in Boulder County. The FDA now saying you should receive your Moderna booster shot 5 months after you receive your initial shots. The CDC making the same recommendation for Pfizer. USA Radio News. Students in Chicago's public schools were not in the classrooms once again on Friday. This after the Chicago Teachers Union voted to move to remote learning as COVID-19 cases spike. Joseph O'Cool teaches at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Chicago.
I'm hoping that the union would also realize that, you know, there is this authority that they need to respect. They cannot just be dictating everything.
The city of Chicago is suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The December jobs report was released on Friday.
The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 34 after the hour here on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from this past week. We're talking about the charts, the things that are on this. From our perspective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. The whole idea of our relationship, we were on, well, we've sort of gone, but I want to go back to China for a second, because of the Olympics that are coming up. When actually do the Olympics start? Is it next week? I know the trials, there are some trials on TV.
Don't the athletes beginning of February, right?
Yeah, the athletes have to arrive at some point in January, and it's like a really long quarantine, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so, Jay, you asked, one of the questions you asked of our the participants in social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV Show, about the Olympics. Are you going to watch them? And a lot of people were taking the point of view. It looks like I saw one person's comment, I hope that our athletes aren't so disrespectful they take a knee in communist China. Is that a knee for China or is that a knee for us? So what does that mean? Disrespectful? I'm trying to figure that one out. I'd be happy to have them take a knee when it comes to China.
Well, you know how a lot of the athletes have been protesting in the form of taking a knee, so he's just saying he hopes that nobody takes a knee. Nobody
takes a knee, though. Taking the knee, if you take a knee here, it usually is in protest of the Black Lives Matter movement, right? Hasn't that been the key?
Well, in support of that movement.
In support
and
of
it's,
it, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would taking a knee in China constitute if they
did? It would
did,
be the same thing. It would be not standing for the flag that you represent. That's what they're getting at. It's like the last Olympics, and it was just a little while ago because of the last round of COVID and the shutdown. So during those Olympic Games, there were people who were kneeling in front of the flag. It doesn't matter where you are. It matters that they're not standing for the American flag for the team they represent.
Well,
see, I feel like, I don't know, I'm in favor of a peaceful protest, but I feel like, is your protest watered down if you're doing it in a place like China? Like, shouldn't that be more of a domestic protest? And then I would kneel anytime they hoist a Chinese Communist Party flag. Yeah.
It's definitely the wrong place. If any of these, you know, people that decide that they're going to do that about America and China, I think that person is right, whoever made that comment. It's not the place. Not the place.
Well, and that's also what a lot of people are saying, too, in terms of why they won't be watching the Olympics, that it has gotten too political across the board.
Well, all right. I don't know about that. I think the real reason is to not watch and don't support the fact that it's in Beijing.
In China. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Number five on the story list this week of the top ten is the winter weather situation we find ourselves in. As I speak, there are about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. First snow, measurable snow of the season here in New England, suburban Boston. You've had snow, a little bit of it down in New Jersey. I know where Phil is in our main studio in Washington. There's been a lot of snow there this week. Jay, out where you are in Nashville, you had
some
snow
there
too, right?
Yeah, 6 inches.
Buried. What does it mean? 6 inches and buried. Well, I guess it is there.
In the south it is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a light dusting, and it's like, oh, that's cute. But everyone else is like, shut the city down.
Right, no school, all that stuff. And nothing's open. Yeah, okay, got that. And so out in California where Jennifer is, we're all being in a few hours. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses, right?
Yeah, actually, it was the warmest day since Thanksgiving yesterday. So we're doing okay. Yeah. We're doing fine.
All right. I look forward to that. Last week when I was there, it was rainy, miserable in the 50s, and we all felt shortchanged. Except the people.
Speak for yourself.
Right. They want the water. Need the water. All right. Number four, the Trump role in the midterm elections, or the Trump role in the Republican Party. Trump. Period. I guess I'm kind of, when I get from number four to number one here, I'm taking a nap. That's just my comment on it. Doesn't mean it's not important to a lot of people listening. I just can't be bothered. You guys can talk about Trump if you want to.
I don't even know if it needs the debate or anything. I mean, obviously, he's a controversial figure, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that he's so high up on the list is because of January 6th. I mean, if you listen to President Biden's speech at the Capitol, it was definitely not a unifying speech. It was all about Trump, bruised ego, and it was Trump. And so that's why he's on the list, and, obviously part of the conversation about January 6th.
Mm-hmm. All right. We don't need to belabor that any. Number three, what's going on in the economy? The Fed this week said that they thought that inflation was going to last through the year. Inflation is one thing. But the crazy cost of stuff. I was talking to a fellow last night who was bought a new Ford pickup truck. And he paid paid $3,000 over sticker price. But this particular dealership had an exclusive Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000, which is a crazy price for a pickup truck no matter what. But this dealer had a sticker price and somebody negotiating with them to pay $137,000 for an $80,000 truck. Number one, the fact that they would have the balsam to charge that. And number two, the guy buying it is stupid enough to pay that. Remember, there are hundreds of thousands of 2021 vehicles sitting around in lots somewhere waiting for chips. When those chips because they kept producing trucks and cars. They didn't stop producing them. Well, they did for a little while, but they went back to producing them. They just didn't put all the chips in them. So now when all these chips...
Well, that's all true, but that doesn't fix the availability issue right now. It's hard. It's hard to get a car.
Think about
the average price of a used car, what was it? It just came out this week.
Like
$29,000 is an average price for a used car. And then I think new cars up somewhere
higher.
Around $50,000. I just went with my mom a few months ago to buy her new car, and it was extremely difficult. They have very low inventory, and there's really no room for deals. I went in there trying to help her out, and they're like, sorry, there's someone that's going to come along that's going to want this car. We'll give you the best deal that we can, but people are willing to pay more than our cost to get this car. So there's just no wiggle room. If you have to get a car right now, it's not the time if you can hold off.
Well,
people
so I was talking to somebody yesterday in a business, couldn't get, this week I relay on the DJV program about the lady that ran the branch bank that I use, the branch of the bank that I use. Let's get that one right. And she said the reason that they've closed down their three branches is because people either have gone home sick with COVID or they've quit. So they don't have enough, and they can't hire people. They're paying $22, $23, $24 an hour to start as a teller. Now, last year at this time, they were paying $14, $15 an hour to tellers. So, and they can't find a way. And I keep asking this question, and I kind of get a laissez-faire answer. Where'd the 8 million people go? Well, they retired. They took other jobs. Well, how they may have taken other jobs, but that doesn't still explain, do we have 8 million more jobs now than we did before COVID? I think the answer to that is no. If anything, we have fewer ones because
or have they just permanently fallen out of the job market, too, which is a possibility. Well, I don't know
where they survive.
A lot of people went.
Right. I mean, 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. We know that. And then we also know that a lot of companies closed up and other people started their own small businesses. And then other larger companies went out of business. So it's this ever shifting landscape. I don't think we're going to have a real idea of what this looked like for several years from now. I think we'll be able to look back and go, oh, OK, so that's what happened. And this is where everyone went. And this is how it went down. But because it's right now we're still in it and it's very hard to figure out which way is up.
It is hard to figure a lot of things, like where to get groceries. Go find, make sure you have a relationship with your local farmer so that when springtime rolls around, you'll be able to get the fresh food because it's going to be a jam. It'll be a jam time again in the spring. Number two is the January 6th investigation. What a circus. Man, what a complete circus. The Democrats look like fools on this. The Republicans don't look much better. And on it goes. And, you know, for those of you, even me, I got sucked into
talking
about
this. We did get to see your father-in-law came out this week, so that was exciting.
My father-in-law came out this week?
Yeah, you love Liz Cheney, and Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney were the only two Republicans standing on the floor of the Capitol this week. I thought you'd be excited.
Very excited. Yeah, thank you. Very nicely done, Jennifer. Number one this week on the story list is COVID. Japan has asked the people that are on bases in Japan to stay there, stay on the base because of all the COVID cases there. So how many, I'm not sure how many military there are in Japan. Anybody know what that number is? A couple hundred thousand? No, it's not.
Not offhand.
981 people tested positive for COVID in Okinawa on Thursday of this week. So apparently they're blaming, the Japanese are blaming American forces for having all the large numbers.
Well, the drinking and the partying and stuff, they want to keep that on base. So they want to limit alcohol. They want to have a, you know, I don't know that they've said anything about a curfew, but I know that the alcohol limit is something that came up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The feds, here's something, an interesting wrinkle on COVID. The prosecutors want the Boston Marathon bomber, how do you pronounce his name? Sarnaev, I think it is.
That's Sarnaev guy, right?
Sarnaev,
yeah.
Sarnaev.
He got a $1,400 COVID stimulus payment. This government.
Yep. It's outrageous. It
happened. My God.
This happened all throughout the country. It wasn't just him. You had people who were sitting in prisons all over the place that were getting stimulus checks.
What in the world is the matter?
How does that even happen?
Yeah, that's the question. Thank you. So he's got $3,885 in his bank account. And of that, $1,400 is from the government for his stimulus.
And how do we feel about our taxpayer money going to his bank account after he tried to blow people up?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's sad he's never going to pay the $100 million that he owes because he's never going to be able to.
Yep. He's where he belongs. But yeah, a lot of people got really shortchanged, pardon the pun. Top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the week of January 3rd to the 7th. My pleasure to go through top 10 items. Let's see, at number 10, the Prince Andrew piece of the Epstein scandal, if you will, Jeffrey Epstein. Number 9, social media and its relationship to free speech. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia in the focus as usual. Crime and violence, crime and punishment. Number 7, the situation with who's going to be better off or worse off with the voting legislation that's been floated around. The weather, snow, wild weather, winds, and all that good stuff. That's number 5. Number 4, the Trump role in midterm elections. Number 3, the economy, how things are doing, inflation, what's going to happen on the supply chain side. Number 2, January 6th. My God, aren't we tired of that yet? And number one, COVID. I know we're tired of that. Those are the top 10 stories, though. They're still being discussed, so we've got the report here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The CES realities from this week after this here on the Talk Radio Review.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast, guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People list now from Talkers Magazine. This is published at talkers.com and also on our DJV website, djvshow.com. At number 10, Prince Andrew. Number 9, Ghislaine Maxwell. Number 8, Xi Jinping. Vlad, bad, Putin, Pukin, you know, I have all my pit names for Mr. Putin. Number 7, Ron DeSantis is 6, Sean Hannity is 5, Mike Pence is 4, Mark Meadows is 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. If you haven't been listening to Sean's program or been watching the coverage, he's been involved in the discussion of what happened on January 6th. That sort of thing. So that's on the top of the list. He's happy to talk about it, I know that. And so are a lot of the people that don't like him, one way or the other. So that's it. The people list, courtesy of the work done by the folks, the industrious folks that do the survey work at talkers.com. Which would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your phone? $5 trillion in USA retail spending moved online during COVID, and the new normal is the report that we get now from Holland Cook at CES in Las Vegas.
Consumer Technology Association President Gary Shapiro asked, just imagine where we would have been the last 2 years without streaming, Zoom, telehealth, e-commerce, and other tech trends that accelerated during the pandemic. There's lots of buzz for Ford's new F-150 electric, and words cannot describe the competing Silverado EV the General Motors CEO Mary Barra introduced in her CES keynote. The work truck version, available in spring 2023, stickers out at $39.9, features four-wheel steering, 10,000-pound towing capacity, goes 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds, and runs at least 400 miles on a full charge, and you can add 100 miles in 10 minutes at public charging stations. The CES session Bye-Bye Cash began by asking, what would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your iPhone. Only a few hands went up when the moderator asked, who has more than $25 on you? After $5 trillion in sales moved online during COVID, we want payment alternatives. Apps like Apple Wallet are now business as usual. 62% prefer making in-store purchases digitally, no contact. Another trend, order anything from anywhere on any device. And customers want to be seen as individuals. Loyalty programs can now analyze data and reward in real time. At CES in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour as Victoria Keelan joins me, Doug Steffen, with the top five items from the world of technology this week. Number five to number one. Okay, so there's a new nail polish. And people say, huh? What's that got to do with technology, Victoria? Mm-hmm. We'll explain.
Yep. So OPI Nail Polish Company, which is one of the largest two that you find in salons and in retail stores, they have teamed up with Xbox, and they're collaborating on a new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes that also unlock in-game content for the games Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5. So the line of 12 nail polish colors is available now at Ulta stores, and purchasing colors in the line qualifies for redeemable codes that you can unlock exclusive content and bonuses in each game. So there are 12 different colors, lots of options for girls and guys. It's not just for girls, but it's really cool. And you know, naturally they have, like all OPI, if you're a lady who's ever been to the salon and you know how cute the names are, they're all the same. They've stuck with the same theme for all the gaming stuff, so it's really cute. And that's available in stores right now.
Counting down the top five items from the world of technology this week. The LG TVs are in number four position.
Yep, LG announced that all 2021 and 2022 LG Smart TVs will be equipped with a health education and telehealth app that is a senior-focused company called Independa. And so this platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their TV, which is, doctors are happy about this because if you're standing up in front of a larger screen, they can diagnose you better if it's some sort of a physical ailment. It's overall, it's easier for most seniors to use their TV. rather than, you know, trying to get through a computer or an iPad or iPhone. It's going to be a lot more streamlined. And so if you do not have, most of these telehealth appointments are covered by insurance. If they're not covered by insurance, though, through this app you can pay a flat fee, $75 for a dentist call and $55 for a doctor. Not sure how a dentist telehealth appointment works, but certainly for a doctor's visit, that's become more and more popular. And also as well with talk therapy. So that's another thing you can do through Independa. So that's a good thing. They're also, this platform will also be moving to other brands, but they're launching with LG.
Walmart is expanding its direct-to-your-refrigerator deliveries.
Yep, it's called InHome, and that is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items directly into your fridge, into your kitchen, and on your countertop. Now, they started this out in 2019. They only serviced 1 million customers at the time. Their new plan is to expand this to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. Walmart says they're going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers and establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles, thousands of which were actually ordered from the General Motors backed electric vehicle company called BrightDrop. And so by the end of this year, we might be seeing more and more Walmart trucks all around, just like those Amazon trucks. Let's hope that they know how to park and not block traffic. They're in the middle of the road, like everywhere.
All the time. Exactly. All over the country. Number two, no surprise, CES. But they had to end it early, right, because of all of the Omicron.
Yeah, because
fear.
Of COVID and everything. Yep, so CES did happen this week, and there, as always, there's always cool stuff that comes out of CES, and people like seeing where the future of tech is going to go. Major contributors, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, AT&T, T-Mobile, a lot of those big companies decided to go virtual instead, but that did free up space for smaller and medium-sized tech companies to display their goods, and so it ended up probably being better business for the smaller companies, and they had to basically close the doors a day early, but I think that a lot of cool stuff still came from it, as usual.
All right, so number one is Tesla in China. Boo!
I mean, this was certainly the most controversial story of the week. On New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, Tesla unveiled the launch of a new dealership in Xinjiang, which, if that sounds familiar, that's the region where the Uyghur Muslims are being forced to work in labor camps. And so Tesla has a showroom now in the capital of that region. It seems very suspicious. A lot of people are not happy about this. Tesla has had a weird partnership with the Chinese government over the years. They've gotten a lot of backing, and they've had their first profit turned because of the help of the Chinese government. And so the U.S. accusations of genocide in Xinjiang have, you know, based, as we know, this is multiple countries are now refusing to use any products that come from this region. So I'm not sure how this is going to affect Tesla's bottom line, but this was a terrible PR move.
Won't help in his PR department. No, not at all, under any circumstances. All right, so that's that story, and all the other stories put together help you to understand what's going on in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, counting them down at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.